There's an ice storm brewing in the Antarctic clouds tonight, the likes of which these two researchers have never seen. The snow has been falling heavy all day, and they barely make it back to the research station in one non-frozen piece.
Their log supply is low tonight, given most of their wood supply froze during the day. Anna wanted to search for more, but Damon knew that would be a fool's errand now that the sun is down. With their finicky radiator and low wood supply, they're in for a long, cold night.
They remove their soaked boots and outer and inner jackets, stripping down to their long underwear. But they are the kind of cold that seeps into your bones. No amount of warm clothing can solve that.
She watches Damon flexing and relaxing his toes in his socks to regain blood flow. She has an idea.
Anna raises an eyebrow as Damon chatters a bit. She walks back towards him across the narrow combined kitchen, dining, and living area. They've only known each other this first week working together, and this is their first big storm. Now is not the time to be a hero, not when they have four more weeks of work ahead of them. She tugs at his long underwear sleeve.
Damon isn't sure what he was expecting when he set out to Antarctica, or who he was expecting to be working with, but even with all of his expedition experience, nothing had prepared him for working with Anna. She's direct, almost stern, but fun, with a fire that can cut through even the tallest, deepest snowfall. As he stands in just his dark boxer briefs outside of the shower, waiting for Anna to let him in, he knows that a year ago, this was not what he imagined he would be doing in the Arctic.
He shivers a bit, still wearing just his black boxer briefs, stepping into the steamy water, joining Anna in the small porcelain tub. The shower head is shorter than he is, but he shuffles behind Anna, standing just out of the steam. Anna stands below it, wearing a black cotton bra and black panties. Hot water flows over her body, flushing it red. Droplets move over her smooth muscles, her exposed abdomen, arms, and legs. They've never seen this much of one another due to the freezing temperatures and separate but equally tiny bedrooms. Her hair is wet and she closes her eyes, humming a bit, feeling her body come alive underneath the water.
Without turning to look behind her, Anna pulls the shivering Damon towards her to join in her body heat and the water stream. His body, wet and cold, begins to warm as she wraps his arms around her, feeling his muscular chest and abdomen on her exposed back. Their bodies align perfectly, fitting into one another and filling each other with an unsuspected, no longer dormant desire. They've been isolated in this tundra for only 7 days, but it feels like they've been together years, with no one else to lean on. They've never been this close in proximity. Anna notices herself smelling Damon for the first time, his pheromones alighting something behind her black, wet waistband. Damon can't help but notice Anna's firm backside and ample chest beneath her black cotton bra. His fingers press against her abdomen, stretching out, his pinky grazing the line where her panties meet below her stomach. He feels the goosebumps on her low belly and wants to rub her whole body until she warms. He wonders if he should say something. She considers if she should turn around, daring him to move his fingers lower. But what if her advances were unwelcome? How uncomfortable would the rest of the expedition be? She lets the hot water pour over her chest ignoring the heat building between her legs. Suddenly, they're both hit with freezing, icy water. They're shaken from their intimate trance.
Anna leaves Damon standing wet and alone in the shower. He feels like a trance has been broken, as he's reminded that there's a great big world outside of this shower with Anna. Nothing to remember their shower but his wet hair and a throbbing below his waistband. But he shakes his hair and steps out of the shower, grabbing his towel as he leaves to change.
Damon's barely got his wet briefs off and his dry ones on when Anna knocks on his door. He answers the door, half naked, wet towel still in hand. Anna is shivering, wearing just her towel.
Damon nods, handing it to her as she wraps it around her wet hair. She's still shivering. Without thinking, Damon pulls her into his warm body. She's surprised but melts into his warmth. She looks up at him, their lips inches away.
Anna nods, breathless, her face flushing in excitement, hoping he means what she thinks he might. Damon rubs his hands on her shoulders and forearms. He kneels, looking up at her as he rubs her calves, then her thighs. She bites her lip and nods, dropping her towel. He scoops her into his strong arms and carries her to the twin bed in his room.
They move beneath his bed covers, once again fitting their forms together perfectly. Anna's back is lined with Damon's chiseled chest. He wraps his arms around her, feeling her naked body against him. The heat rises between the two of them beneath the sheets. Their legs intertwine, Anna moving hers up and down to steal warmth from Damon's calves. Their breathing is in sync, slow and heavy.
Anna turns to face Damon, moving her leg on top of his. Their lips, once again, inches apart. Damon is shivering, not with cold, but with desire. She looks into his eyes, cupping his face.
Anna kisses him deeply, their lips warm together. Damon stops shivering as Anna moves on top of him. He cups her breasts with his hands, brushing his thumbs across her nipples, and she moans, blood rushing between her legs.
Anna's naked body now on top of Damon's body. He can barely contain himself. She feels his hard cock beneath his dry briefs, and she frees it, letting him find the warmth and friction between her legs.
She rides his cock, hard and fast. She begins to work up a sweat. She laughs at this, knowing if she stays too long, the sweat will freeze. She knows they will not let that happen.
She rolls over onto her back, and Damon follows her, his warm body now on top of hers, and he fucks her, her body curling into his. He slips a finger in her mouth to wet it, then brings his finger down to her pussy to play with it as he fucks her. Anna feels every inch of her on fire, exploding with sensation.
He pulls out, smiling, kissing across her body, moving down to suck her tits, biting and licking his way down to her throbbing pussy. He laps and tastes the deep warmth between her legs. She writhes in delight, looking down at him. He kisses along her inner thighs.
Damon crawls back on top of her and spreads her legs wide, fucking her as deep and hard as he can. Her fingers clutch the bedsheets as they shake the frame of the small twin bed. Even if they break this bed, there's always Anna's bed for them to warm and break to their heart's content. The wind might be howling outside, but there's nothing but heat in this research station in the frozen tundra. You make me feel so good. Please give it to me, and don't you ever stop.